So, Beth, what do you think love your neighbors means?
I think it means love people.
Does that mean everyone?
Yes. Well, no. It means not your neighbors, like, right next to you, but your friends, your family, and people that you like.
So, is that everyone?
I don't know. Well, not my enemies.
What do you mean by enemies?
People I don't like people who are mean.
But does that mean you don't like them?
Yes.
But are you mean to them too?
No, of course not.
So if you aren't mean to them, why do you think you don't like them?
I guess I don't hate them. I just think they're mean because they're not nice.
Yeah, mean people stink. But if you're not mean to them, then are you nice to them?
Yeah.
So you just don't love them.
Right.
But what happens when you're nice to them?
They can become your friend.
So really you'd be loving your enemies?
Not loving, liking, if they weren't my friend.
So you really just like everyone?
Mostly.
Does that mean that your heart's open to love everyone?
Yeah.
So does that mean you love everyone? Your neighbors, your friends, your family?
I guess so.
Does that mean you love your enemies?
I do, because if you love your enemies, it'll drive them nuts.
Thank you, Beth. I am moving to that side because this mic is really in my face. So that script was written almost verbatim between a conversation that we had last week. She was a little bit embarrassed that I put in the whole thing that she said, but she's a pretty good sport. Beth truly shows what love your neighbors really means. The golden rule we're taught at a young age, it's hammered into us. Love your neighbors like yourself. But what does that really mean? What does it mean to you? After some research on the topic, and really just many years of that golden rule hammered into me, I know that neighbor is not just the person right next door to you. I don't even know my neighbors right next door to me. It's not just your immediate friends. It's not your immediate family. It's not people who are just like you or that like you. It's everyone, but is it everyone? Does it mean everyone? Each translation of neighbor means something different. So I went online and I Googled. In Judaism, it means love your fellow Jew, but the Jewish faith follows the teaching to respect all fellow beings. Some people believe it's who lives nearest to you. Some people to be altruistic to the one who is nearest you. We'll come back to the word altruism in a minute. In Indonesia, neighbor means love your fellow humans. Depending on what version of in Hebrew, neighbor is raika. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Which broken down simply means one who crosses your path. Essentially, the next person you encounter in need. The Semitic language cognates of this word also to be yoked, to be married, which is an interesting version to me because yoga literally means to yoke. And you all know I'm kind of into yoga. So I could definitely go more into that translation, but I won't. There are also many different meanings of yoga. You're like, oh great, where are we going with this? Don't worry. connection and unity could mean yoga. And when you think about it, connection and unity could also mean neighbor. This is what happens with language, stories, life. There are so many different meanings. So, all right, I brought up yoga. Everyone just stand. No, I'm kidding. Stand up. Yoga is yoking mind, body, spirit together, unity. You probably think yoga is posture. You think of me standing up here like that. No, it's posture, asana, that's posture. But it really is the yoking of mind, body, spirit together, unity. In yoga, there are many different teachings, a diverse history, as with Christianity, many different practices. The Bhagavad Gita, which means Song of the Lord, uses the term yoga exclusively in a variety of ways. The Gita tells the story of a young prince, Arjuna, who's struggling with his path, and he turns to Lord Krishna. It's not a very long story if you're looking to read something short, but there's many philosophical and theological themes throughout the book. It's really deep. I'm not getting into it. Giving you 3 points from it, don't worry, that I use as a path in my life. Karma yoga, the yoga of action. In the Church of the Brethren, we're called to serve others. I went online and I looked up brethren.org. The first link is service. You click on service and there's a huge list. Brethren Volunteer Service, Brethren Disaster Ministries, Brethren Service Center, Children's Disaster Services. Many of us are called to serve in one way or another. We just heard it in Joys and Concerns. Carpenter's Kitchen, watching youngsters, cooking for each other. Service, action. Why do we serve? Who do we serve? Altruism. There's that word. Altruism comes in for many in service. Altruism or selflessness. It's the principle or practice of concern for the welfare of others. Social work. It's the opposite of selfishness. True, pure altruism consists of sacrificing something for someone other than self with no expectation of return, of compensation or benefits. We all know the story of the Good Samaritan when Jesus was questioned by a lawyer, "Who's my neighbor?" Jesus responds with, "A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who both stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. By chance, a certain priest was going down that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. In the same way, a Levite also, when he saw him, as he traveled, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he traveled, came where he was. When he saw him, he was moved with compassion, came to him, bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. He set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to his host and said to him, 'Take care of him. Whatever you spend beyond that, I will repay when I return.' Now, which of these 3 do you think seemed like a neighbor to him who fell among the robbers?" The lawyer answered, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do." The part of the story that I didn't go into is that Jews and Samaritans were enemies. They were true enemies, not someone you would consider neighbor. So, service, action, mercy, love for your neighbor, providing for the one in need who crosses your path. Bhakti yoga, the yoga of devotion. Next week, I'll be at Bhakti Fest. It's a festival of devotion. We chant, we sing, we dance, we have yoga practice, we praise. It's a bit of a hippie love fest. You can truly feel the love. Most of us don't know our neighbors at this festival, but we guide, we help, we teach. We step out of our daily routines, our daily rituals, to come together into one practice, one devotion, one love. It's an amazing feeling. Many of our brothers and sisters are currently at annual conference. It's this same feeling, this connection. It's loving each other where the other one is. Or, I would hope, I know annual conference can at times become heated, but I hope they take the time to listen to each other, to see the devotion of the church, of God in one another. Do we take the time to listen? Do you take the time to listen? Do you step out of your comfort zone? What does devotion mean to you? Coming to church every week? Tithing, singing, meditating? How do you show your devotion to others? Or for you, is it simply personal? Nine, now yoga. Say that wrong, but you get the idea. The yoga of knowledge. One reason I come to church is because I'm seeking knowledge. The free cookies afterwards are pretty nice. But I love exploring. Through exploration, I found my calling of social work. This story begins on a mountaintop in California. That was my BBS orientation. I was young, naive, and ready for anything. Let me tell you a little about BBS orientation, at least in mine, the feeling I got. I think it might be different for everyone, I don't know. You spend 3 weeks stuck side by side with other altruistic people who are ready for anything, ready to head out to change the world. This is your world, learning how you will change it, how you will make an impact, how you will make a difference in other people's lives. BBS made more of a difference in my life than anyone I could have ever touched. First of all, it led me here to Baltimore. Led me to a homeless shelter where my eyes were open to hardships, scariness, rats, racism, extreme poverty. BBS led me to a convent where I experienced true, powerful spirituality. I obtained all of this knowledge from others. My neighbors have taught and continue to teach me. I've learned a lot since BBS. I even paid to learn a lot since BBS. And I seek to learn more every day. I thirst for this knowledge. I ask questions. I listen. I seek to understand. Some people think of knowledge as a dedication, a discipline. It's different for everyone. Do you seek knowledge? In what form do you seek this knowledge? Do you seek knowledge from others? How do you learn from others? Who do you learn from? As I stated, I learn from everyone, or at least try to. It can be challenging at times. Many people have differing viewpoints. Sometimes you just have to agree to disagree, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we come back to this again. What does it mean to love everyone? How do we show that? Do we truly love everyone? Do you? Do I? When I was figuring out what I was going to say today, I spoke with a lot of people about this, and one friend said that she feels that neighbor is the person that is not like you. So loving another that is not like you. I thought about this for a while. I pondered, one who is not like me. Well, I could be in a lot of trouble right now because, as you all know, I'm kind of a bit of an individual. I kind of step out of people's boxes. I don't really always fit in. So I thought, great. It means I really do have to love everyone. But then I thought about my stepsister. My stepsister and I don't get along for various reasons. I think simply we are just very different people. We don't have much in common, and we can rub each other the wrong way on many occasions. But I still love her. She's family, so there's that obligation. But I actually truly do love her. We don't talk on a regular basis, but I care about her. I worry about her. I pray for her. I hope she's happy. Is that what it means to love someone not like myself? I want to think so. Loving my neighbor? So, I think this is what Beth was saying about being nice to her enemies. If you're nice to them, you hope they'll be nice to you. And in turn, they become nice to everyone. Then it'll make them kind of crazy, kind of nuts. You being nice to them, even though they're being mean? If you're genuinely nice to people, then eventually, one would hope everyone would become nice. I was talking today's message over with a friend, and we're actually talking about my cousin's heavy metal band and how they're a screamo praise band. Now let me talk to you about screamo for a minute. Screamo is heavy metal, but heavy metal to the extreme. So if you can imagine somebody just screaming words into a microphone with music behind them, that's what screamo is. You usually can't understand the words, but they are a praise band. So that doesn't really always fit in with the Christian viewpoint of a praise band. So then we decided that Jesus could be a metalhead. You never know, right? You never know the intentions of others. Our neighbors? Personally, I'd rather look at the good in people and hope they see that in me. So now we're supposed to have a video, but the video's not working. So now I just have to explain it. So it was a video of like security camera. You can look this up. It's like security camera outshots or something. Anyway, and it shows, so security cameras normally show robbers, people by gunpoint, whatever. This shows people every day, you and me, just being us. Loving each other, skateboarding, having fun, picking up money that somebody just dropped. That's what it shows. If you were caught on camera, what would you want your act to be? Who are your neighbors? Do you love your neighbors? And what do you think love your neighbors really means?